Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Prentice Project listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
Maybe a really good suggestion is media, don't go to Mexico.
I thought you sent me down there on assignment.
Right?
I was afraid you were going to send me down there for an assignment.
I am with that, sir.
Yeah, just, you know, be smarter than the guy next to you. Yeah.
And also, it's like, again, risk and reward. Like we talked about the risk of playing professional wrestling, the risk of being a pro athlete. You're a journalist and you go to a hostile place, there's a risk that goes on to it. And it's sad.
But, right.
You know, and it's terribly sad.
That's the one way to give you to stop wearing my credential everywhere, Randy. I love wearing my credentials. If I have a credential, I wear it everywhere. Wear it to, like, the buffet, down the taxi.
It would be like Caleb going, you know, going wearing, around town with the helmet on.
Like wearing a Saints outfit. pulled a page out of the old Pittman playbook.
Like, did I ever tell you the Pittman story?
Yeah, you did. I didn't even realize, you know, it's just you at the house and you throw some stuff
right.
out. Right. Like, I'm like, oh, dang, I do have this off.
Look, that's a good way to distract people. Like, oh, he probably doesn't play for the Saints. Yeah. He's wearing a...
right. Loco. Yeah. He's a wide receiver for the Patriots.
I like to say a synchronized swimmer.
Synchronized swimmer.
When they ask, what team do you play for? I'm a synchronized swimmer.
That definitely works. NCAA's kickoff.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that?
Haven't watched the game yet.
I haven't either, but Rita was going to watch Miami, so maybe I should.
I don't know what it is about college basketball, man. It doesn't – I don't feel it. It doesn't get me interested.
What's the greatest college tournament then?
The greatest college tournament?
I know this answer.
Ooh. Okay, I mean
– come on. Bring it home.
You can say March
you can
Madness.
Do it.
It's March
no.
Madness.
Boo.
He says March Madness.
Yeah, I say March Madness. March Madness. No.
Because of, like, you know, prestige and value, whatever you want to call it. But it's just not that much fun to watch.
The wrestling tournament.
I have not seen
that. You need to watch that. You need to watch it.
Yeah.
It really is good.
And the Frozen Four for NCAA hockey is pretty awesome, too. I mean, yeah, it really is competitive. Yeah. Those guys go straight into the NHL. I mean, it's top level. Yeah, Minnesota.
I gotta see it hockey in person.
CC.
I can't watch it on
oh, yeah. Right. The person is amazing.
Watch the wrestling tournament. Okay. I think it starts like this week as well. You know, because it's so quick, you know, and it's going for, you know, the national title, and it's like in the weekend, and there's I love watching
the bracket.
It.
It's kind of like the Karate Kid, like bracket style.
I was
like,
going to bring it up, you know, as long as they don't cheat like Ralph Macchio. You know, he cheated.
I mean, it's an illegal move. Steven Seagal is going to Ukraine. Like, you know, he's
he taught Anderson Silva that allegedly, which we know is not true.
Isn't he going over to, like, fight the war?
Like, we'll give that. You Seagal and Tom Arnold, you know, if you stop. That's like the Adam Sandler, you know, Hanukkah. You know, yeah. Tom Arnold's a Jew, but we'll give him back.
Yeah, we'll trade him.
Because he converted, blah, 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 blah. But I don't really watch a lot of March Madness.
No, I call it basketball. It's just kind of boring. Man, I think they have this. So, okay, what makes the NBA great is you have guys like Kyrie Irving goes and scores 60 points. Right, you know, LeBron goes to score 50. You have these guys who can go and take a game over and play this game so beautifully and so spectacularly.
Depending on where the game's played.
Yeah.
And because if it's in Brooklyn, yeah, exactly. he can't play.
But, I mean, you have that stuff like that, and then you go to watch college, and it's like, let's make the perfect pass and dump it in here and take a charge. It's like, no, I want to see you fly through the air, take great shots, and so it's like it's not exciting. Football, I feel like it stays the same. You know, it's at a higher level in the NFL. But you still have spectacular catches. You have people get scored a bunch of points, big hits. So it translates. So that's why I think it's like a more fun thing to watch because you're getting
well the defense and the defense in the NFL and the defense in the NBA are the same. Like they don't do defense anymore. It's all the run up points.
No,
and
no.
The NBA they score 150 points a game now. No, 140. They drop 150.
I can't say that. Go play the Washington Redskins and let me know how you feel about
the Commanders now, sir.
Go play the Commanders.
All right, he finally said something funny, and it really wasn't funny. It's just the truth.
Just but go block that front seven, and then you talk about defense because no, it's not the same.
Well, I'll meet him on the playground on this Sunday. Let's go. Let's get him.
There you go.
I'll see you in the sandbox.
That's unreal. Not right. Definitely not right.
I could play in the NFL, couldn't I?
Well, I've always said I can play Major League Baseball.
I'm like Brady.
No, I could play Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
I'm telling you I could.
You were a bad boy.
No, I could play Major League Baseball because if you watch a game and a guy misses a ball that hits right in front of him and it's ruled a hit and not an error, when it was an error. Hell, I can do that.
Oh, they changed that, so it's not an error anymore?
Yeah, well, I'm saying the score keeper. Okay. You know, it depends on who does it. So if you're at home and it's an iffy, they make it a hit. Because unless the pitcher is the stud pitcher.
Yeah.
You know, because it's to protect the pitcher then, because it'd be an earned run and not an unearned run.
Yeah.
But
that happens in the NFL too.
Huh?
That happens in the NFL too.
Some yeah.
Things with sacks and,
the Brady rule.
Stuff like that. Yeah, that happens.
I'm going to try out for the Bucs this year.
You know, I want to see that.
I'll try.
I'll come.
I got an arm. Yeah, you go with me. Go with me. I'll just refer me. I got the application. Like, who did you get referred by? I'm like, Caleb Bednar.
And then Caleb's going to come in, and it's like his card's not going to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what's going to happen is they're going to like bet on it, and then like my guy who's supposed to block you will not block
Funny
you,
story,
and then I'll get sacked.
We were at camp a couple of years ago, and this is when I was in Tampa, and there was a fan, you know. Because the fans have to come to camp and watch practice. And we're doing one-on-ones, and he's yelling at this guy. It was a younger guy. I don't remember his name right now. But just going, like, hey, you got to do this to block this guy. The dude was blocking, like, JPP. JPP beat him. And it's like a rookie undrafted guy blocking JPP. He loses. The fans like, you got to do this and do this. And he's going in. And the coach is like, you come out here and block him. Right? Like, if you have all these pointers, you know, like, why don't you come out here and do it? So, yeah, I want to go see that.
I'm ready.
There's an MMA fighter that's been inviting fighters, you know, people that have been running their mouths,
yeah,
you know, to come. And then he's been kicking his, you know, what?
That.
How about Kevin
that.
Holland? Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yes. Real life superhero.
About that.
Putting an active shooter and a rear naked choke and.
Had a car chase a few months before, you know. Yeah, like,
dismantling the situation.
I think he thinks he's Wes Sims, because Wes Sims used to do that all the time.
Put that guy over in Ukraine, and it war in tomorrow.
No, it won't. And no, don't send him there.
Well,
no,
yeah. All the other fighters are going back to the Ukraine. The Klitschko Ukraine brothers.
Yeah. Well, hold on a second.
Do you have to be from there to like fight for Ukraine?
Well, the Russians, they've already said this. If they find, what are they called, mercenaries?
Yeah.
They're done.
Oh, that just reminded me of something. Okay, there's something that's really big that's going on. You guys don't keep up with
We don't keep soccer. Up with nothing.
It's okay, yes. So, you know, European football. So Chelsea.
Sounds
right,
scary.
I don't want to, you know, like, this is some of the stuff I've read and heard about. The Chelsea owner, Roman Abramovich, he is a Russian national.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
they took the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they basically put sections on him, stopped his card.
Yep. Impounded his yacht.
The team.
In Italy.
I'm just like, what does my being from this country have anything to do with me in that war?
Well,
that's so wrong to me.
It's like,
and you're affecting the players too.
They're booing the Russian fighters.
Yes,
like, but they're saying he's funding it to Putin. Like, that's why they seize off his assets, because they say he's funding it.
Stop it! That's none of your business. It is none of your business.
I didn't say it. I'm talking about them.
Yeah,
no, I'm telling you, it's none of your business.
I mean, they want to ban vodka sales. Like, you can't buy
what are we doing? To me, it's so frustrating. It's like, that's not your place.
Right.
Like, he owns a team. He's not a war criminal. He didn't do anything wrong. Like, he supported, it's like you go support Donald Trump. I'm like, oh, I'm not, don't talk to me. You can't work here. It's like, no, that's your business, your politics.
Right.
You know, I think that's really
the problem is what you just said, we're not allowed to say in this world that we are in today.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain people that if you disagree with them, like my cousin, and if you disagree, you're done.
Yeah, that's so
you're dumb. Wrong. I'm right. What?
That's so dumb to me. You don't get anywhere working like that. You can't get anything done.
But you have to be a Ukrainian citizen to go and fight for their war. I mean, you can't just go and like do
it's
it.
Generally, how it works. I don't think you can just pop up in America and come join the army.
Oh.
I mean,
depends on how bad they need you.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, I think Ukraine would take all the help. I think they would take all the help they could get.
My former co-host, one of my favorite co-hosts, and, you know, a good dude who lives in Japan now, was Canadian, homeless here in the country. And they needed, so he signed up. And so not only does he have dual, he has three citizenships, which I didn't even think was legal. But he's Canadian, American, and Japanese.
I think it's, if you're 6 years a resident, some places it's 10 years, you can file for your citizenship.
Right, you can file for it, but you should lose the other one.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I'm like, how can you? Yeah, I'm a citizen of five different countries.
There was a soccer player, I'm blanking on his name, but he was born in an African country. Then he played in a Spanish country for a long time and then went to a German country. And he switched from, like, Spain to Germany. He can choose, basically, whichever three national teams he wants to play for because he's a citizen of each place. So
I mean, Jay-Z said he's got five passports. He's never going to jail. So that's how you got to live your life, Randy. I mean, you could have two. You could be, like, from the city of brotherly love and Tampa Bay.
No, I was born in Philadelphia. You can't change where you were born.
If a war breaks out in Philadelphia... Are you going to fight for him?
Absolutely not.
If a war starts out between Pats and Geno's, are you going to go fight for cheesesteaks?
I would fight for the one I liked better, and I don't remember which one it was. I'd have to go eat them both.
Whiz or no Whiz?
Well, you always Whiz.
No Whiz.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've been to Philly a couple times. The best cheesesteak I've ever had is from Jersey Mike's.
From where?
No.
What did you say?
Just going to put it
turn
up.
His mic off. Will you turn his mic off?
Next time the UFC goes to Philadelphia and it's not during the season, you need to come along. Okay. Matt's not going because we only get two credentials.
I have so much respect for you.
Sorry.
And I'll see you on the playground on Sunday. I'm going to lead your team this year. You have a quarterback?
The Chipotle cheesesteak from Jersey Mike's is beating any Philly cheesesteak from Philly.
Who's your quarterback this year? Who you guys got? I'll fill in. I'll go for the starting job. I got you.
Ian Book?
See you on the playground.
All right, let's set this up. Seriously. Let's do something. Hold on.
I'm going to lose.
Can you be quiet for a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's set this up. Okay. And on just some fun tackle game we're going to do.
Yeah.
We'll even come to New Orleans. So bring the guys.
Yeah.
He'll play quarterback and bring like four legit D linemen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Set.
But my balls are wet. I don't have any baby powder. Just so you guys know.
I don't know what any of that means.
Well, you don't want to tackle me.
No, they'll want to tackle you.
That will wet balls.
You know, when they find out all the trash you talk.
Me talk trash.
And how much you dislike the Saints, and you say they're the worst team in football. And, yeah, they'll tackle you.
I only have two jerseys. One Saint jersey and now a Colts jersey.
What about the TJ Houston?
That was a mine.
That's his. Okay, beauty is it's break time. That way we can get out of this because it's ridiculous. Because
on the playground,
the New Orleans Saints.
Most of my Sundays.
The New Orleans Saints would take you out. All right, I'm turning you off. All right, we're going to go hit a quick break coming to you live. You're off. You're done. From Tournament to Pizza, this is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone, the official BKFC segment when we return.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Pete Banaszak from the Oakland Raiders. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
On March 19th, at the Miami Airport Convention Center, the first ever Fight Night promoting America's freedom. Join founder Harrison Rogers and UFC champion Frank Mir for a unique and exciting event you don't want to miss. Two UFC champions will go head-to-head. Team Tito Ortiz faces off against Team Rampage Jackson. One of them will become the Freedom Champion because they're ready to fight, but they have one unified goal, to fight for America's freedom. So the question is, are you ready to fight? Visit FreedomFightNight.com to secure a sponsorship table, buy event tickets, or purchase the pay-per-view for just $12.95 on CloudHub. Don't miss your chance to fight for America's freedom.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. full contact live armored jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at BayAreaRenFest.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ooh, yes, the Macho Man Randy Savage. And when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
All right, so I do have to give you credit real quick, and then we have to get to the phone lines. So when Scott Hall first came over from WWF to WCW, and he gets in the thing and he starts calling people out, the second or third name he calls out is the Macho Man. So I thought of you because that's a, you know, another line that you use. But
I call you.
Whatever. Last week, New York Fight Night 2.
Yes.
On the phone with us right now. It must be a quarter past 3 Eastern Standard Time. That'd be your president, David Feldman. Dave, how are you?
Quarter past 3.
Almost, right?
Doing well, man. Thank you for having me. Yeah, great event this past weekend in New York. It was a end of a very, very busy week and very productive week. So it was a good way to end it. And it, driving up about 8 hours for a 5-hour drive in a blizzard.
Yeah, I saw all the photos between Matt and Kelly, and it must have been nice to hang out. It probably wasn't in that snow.
Nah, it was a rough ride up, man. I mean, usually we're flying to all the events, but we drove up because it was supposed to be a 5-hour drive. Took about 8.5. Get there, spun around 3 times. So lucky to get there, and it was a phenomenal event. It was a really, really action packed event. I mean, the wall to wall people in a blizzard. So it was tremendous.
You know, and we always talk about that. We always talk about the show with you and how successful, and they've all been successful. But this, I think, is even to the whole next level because of the weather, because of the elements. You know, we know people that drove from Ohio, that came from Florida, didn't care about the weather. They wanted to come to the event. It has to be a good feeling.
No, it's awesome. It's literally an unbelievable feeling. I mean, the casino was happy. The people there were happy. That was our first fight that we did on Fox Deportes. And they were over the moon about it and just talking about moving it into mainstream, you know, in the next 6 to 9 months. I mean, everything for this company is just going on an upward trajectory. And, you know, we have a lot of hardworking men and women that work for this company, a lot of great supporters like you guys that are helping blow this thing up. And, I mean, it's just tremendous where it's going right now. But we're at 5 consecutive sellout crowds right now. It's just getting better and better each and every event.
Back when this first started and you would come on a regular basis and we'd have 2-3 months maybe to talk about the event that just happened, that's not the case anymore. You know, it's now over. It's kind of like Caleb, you know, when the Saints play. The game's over on Sunday. Monday you enjoy it. Tuesday it's back to work onto getting ready for the next event.
No, you're absolutely right. Look, I'm looking at the board right now. We have April 8th, April 21st, April 30th, May 6th, May 7th, and May 13th. Coming up 6 shows in 7 weeks. It's unbelievable, man. But you know, this is what we wanted. This is what we set out to do, and this is what we're doing. I mean, we're now really the fastest growing combat sport promotion in the world. We're putting on these tremendous events. We're getting so many different men and women that want to fight from us from all these different organizations across the world. So, you know, it's tremendous, and we're putting together, like I said, Thailand is May 7th. It looked, London is going to be July 9th. Amsterdam is August 6th. We're going all over the world. So I couldn't be any happier of where we are right now. It's really
how will you decide, you know, now that, you know, the schedule is so packed, you know, fighter A is going to be on the 9th and not the 10th, or fighter B is, you know, how do you determine who is where?
Well, I mean, you know, the main thing we want to do is we look at the top four or five fights and say, look, those top four or five fights have to be names that people know, at least from Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, and we can grow and they're buildable. And the other, you know, five or six fights are going to be guys that we know are guys and girls that we know are going to go in there and just bang it out and give the crowd a great fight on the undercard. And then we can see if we can build them. We actually just had a really productive meeting today where we're going to do these tryouts, right? So we're going to do it a little differently with the tryouts from now. We're going to do the tryouts. We're going to pick the top 20 people from the tryouts, and we're going to actually match them on fights for a total line series that we used to do and we stopped doing, but we're going to reinvent the wheel again. So we're going to do the tryouts. We're going to pick those 20 guys and girls. We're going to match them up. We're going to have 10 fights on total line, and we're going to pick the top four fighters from total line, and we're going to move them up to BKFC. That's how we're going to go about recruiting these fighters right now. Because we're getting 200 to 300 fighter applications every week. We can't keep up with it, and we have to just make sure that they can fight. And it's the only way to know that they can fight, by having them fight. And if they can fight, then they move up to BKFC, and hopefully we can build them into a star.
Hey, Dave, so after Knuckle Mania, you know, the news was broke that you had sold part of the company or a majority share to Triller. At New York, I was with DJ Tony, and I was expecting to see all these new changes and new production, new faces around the ring.
New G-Day.
But it looked the same. It looked the same to me. And I just want to know, like, what's different so far? Is it just the production and the pay-per-views and the exposure worldwide, or will we see changes coming down the future?
Well, nothing's really different yet. The only thing that's going to be really different is just more resources that we're going to have, more opportunities for myself, for the fighters, and for the fans. I mean, more opportunities to bring in bigger names, to do different things that we've always wanted to do. Not to turn this into, look, Triller and Ryan Kapanoff, they have just been unbelievably fantastic to us so far. In everything that I've requested, everything that I've talked about, I haven't received a no yet. So that's tremendous. And so when I say this, I'm not being negative towards Triller at all, but some people think of Triller as like, you know, a freak show of combat sports. We will not be that. We will be all the pure, rough, authentic fights that you've always come to love and respect and you know, I think just become a fan of with Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. That will not change. The only thing that's going to change is we're going to have more eyeballs in this. We're going to have more, you know, influencers, more people like that talking about this and pointing people in our direction, and maybe more famous people in the crowd that can start talking about this to other people. But as far as the product itself, I mean, maybe we enhance the production a little bit. Maybe we do some things like that, which that's great, right? That just helps push the sport. But we're not going to do anything that's going to take away from the authenticity of what we've built so far.
Normally, I'd say, you know, we'll talk in the next week or two, but in the next week or two is another event. Let's talk about not only the card, but the main event has, in my opinion, one of the most technical bare-knuckle boxers there is on the planet, and that would be the Marine. And then our local guy, Jared Warren, stepping back in the squared circle as well.
No, absolutely. So we have Mike Richmond's taking on Dave Virkles. Dave Virkles just came off, you know, one of the best fights of the year with us when he fought Julian Lane, and you just saw how good Julian Lane did against Mike Perry. So this is not a walkover match, you know, to any extent. So Mike Richmond has his hands full, but he looked like, to me, like he probably wanted a top three or four guys in our organization that learned bare knuckle the right way and kind of understands where to place those punches and what to do. He looked sensational, and I just expect huge things from him. But, again, it's not a walkover fight with Dave Virkles. Dave Virkles is coming to fight. He fought everybody in the world, and he's going to continue to do that. And he actually thinks that Mike Richmond is not a very hard fight for him. So, you know, we're going to see what happens there. And then we have Jared Warren. He's coming off some really good knockout wins in BKFC. He's fought, you know, anybody we asked him to fight, he's fought them. He's fighting undefeated Isaac Doolittle out of Wichita, Kansas. So that's going to be a eliminator fight for the number one position to fight for the championship after this. So we're excited about that. And then we have women's fight, Jessica Link. Is going to be taken on. She's 1-0 or 1-1 in bare knuckle now. Actually, or 2-0. I'm not 100% sure. She's taken on Crystal Pittman, who is 1-1 in bare knuckle. It's going to be a great matchup. We have Chauncey Wilson coming back, Kenny Lucia, Jake Lindsay, former UFC guy. We have all these different guys coming back on this card. It's going to be a great card. And then we move into April 21st in Fort Lauderdale, Pembroke Pines, where we're going to do a Joey Beltran's going to take on Big Frank Tate. And then we have UK British champ James Lilly is going to take on undefeated Adam Pellerano. So we have some really great fights coming up here, and then we move on to April 30th. Lorenzo Hunt will be taking on Joe Riggs for the 185-pound strap, and then May, June, July. I mean, it's just getting crazy from here, but I'm really looking forward to going back to Kansas. We had a tremendous crowd there last time. I think we're going to have a great crowd this time. So things are just moving really fast for us, Randy.
Hey, Dave, I know that's all futuristic stuff, but can we go back to the last fight for just touch on Kyle Tierney and the performance that he put on and his footwork? And where did you find this guy?
they've been hitting me up for a while from England, but, you know, it was tough during the pandemic to get him over. But once we were able to clear everything up and get his visa and everything straightened out, look, he's only Conor Tierney can derail, you know, where he's going. Only he can do that, because he's a good-looking kid. He can talk good, and he can fight his butt off. Man, he's one of those guys. I think he can be a superstar in an organization, not just a star. He looks sensational against one of the baddest dudes that I've ever seen, Jeremiah Riggs. He's a former MMA fighter, Bellator, UFC, former WWE wrestler. He's also did kickboxing. He's done all this other stuff. He's done rodeos. He's done everything that there is to do, you know, to be a man's man in a sport. And this guy came to fight Conor Tierney, and Conor Tierney made it look pretty easy. I mean, and the one thing I like to see was that he got dropped with a big right hand and got right back up and just kept on trucking, man. He's a superstar. The kid is a superstar, and, you know, we hope to do really big things with him coming up here.
Awesome. Great stuff, as always, Dave. Thank you very much. Congratulations on another action-packed sellout, and looking forward to Wichita right down the road.
Awesome, man. Well, thanks. As always, great to be on the show, and I look forward to being back on soon.
Absolutely. Dave Feldman, everybody, the president of BKFC, and definitely big things continue to work for those guys. Really excited for him. All right, let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, more shenanigans. Let's see what stupid thing Matt will say when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Young. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, straight from Tampa Bay.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
On March 19th, at the Miami Airport Convention Center, the first ever fight night promoting America's freedom. Join founder Harrison Rogers and UFC champion Frank Mir for a unique and exciting event you don't want to miss. Two UFC champions will go head-to-head. Team Tito Ortiz faces off against Team Rampage Jackson. One of them will become the Freedom Champion, because they're ready to fight, but they have one unified goal: to fight for America's freedom. So the question is, are you ready to fight? Visit FreedomFightNight.com to secure a sponsorship table, buy event tickets, or purchase the pay-per-view for just $12.95 on Cloud Hub. Don't miss your chance to fight for America's freedom.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. or call them at 727-290-9873.
Come back for the magic. Come back for the laughter. Come back to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Our 8 stages are filled with hilarity and delight. All your favorites and some new surprises. 100 artisans make this a world-class marketplace, overflowing with beautiful treasures. And the food, oh, the food is fit for a king. With treats to tease and tempt every palate. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Visit BayAreaRenFest.com for directions and tickets.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Roger Lodge, the host of Blind Date, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And you're back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from
Knockout Fishing. Pizza. It's Knockout Fishing.
Not Knockout Fishing. A fishing excursion that I did not get invited to go on. Well, but maybe it's conflicting stories. Maybe I was invited, and perhaps I declined to go out on your little boat.
No, you were not invited.
Is it called a dinghy? Do you still call it a dinghy?
No, it's not
a
dinghy.
Baby yacht.
It's a baby yacht.
Yeah, baby yacht.
I saw it had four motors on it.
So here's the silliest thing that I heard yesterday.
Okay.
Now, I don't really want to throw this one particular person under the bus because I want to go fishing with him again.
Well, throw him overboard then.
All right. So Kelly's telling us after, and he's a great captain, a great fisherman. You know, all three of the guys were awesome. So he says, this is what you can do. You can take this fish that we just caught, and you can take it to a couple restaurants that are in the Tampa Bay area, and you pay X amount of dollars, and they'll cook it up for you,
okay. Right?
My thinking is, why spend all that money going out on the boat and then paying, just let them do the fish. I want a salmon. Give me a salmon. Not the fish that I even know. I will say this much. Whatever that fish was. What was the fish I caught? Was it snapper?
Yeah, snapper.
I think it was snapper. Honestly, it was awesome.
Well, the same Kelly you're speaking of, I actually traveled with this weekend to go to the BKFC in Buffalo.
Yeah, this is the guy who went outside in the snow to take a photo.
He didn't have a jacket on as well.
Short sleeves.
But every time my wife would call, she's like, what are you doing? I'm with Kelly. We're boarding the plane. She was like, put me on FaceTime. Who's Kelly? So yeah. I had to confirm that Kelly wasn't a female.
Yeah. Oh,
so. Now, but let me just jump back for a second.
Yes.
His name's not Kelly. It's Robert's dad.
Oh, it's Robert's dad.
Okay, yeah. That's who it is. It's Robert's dad.
That's Robert's
right?
dad.
Robert's, look at him. He's, yep, it's Robert's dad.
But no, like I might have been invited to your fishing excursion, but here's the thing.
No, you wasn't.
But my,
it's not that you might have. You were not invited.
My ADD is so bad, I can't do something for too long because I go crazy. It's like golf. I love to golf, but as soon as I come around the course where I see my car in the parking lot, whatever hole that is, I just leave the cart and I walk off and I go, seventh hole, eighth, 10th, doesn't matter.
Every year I play in the Valspar media event.
Yeah.
Okay. And I always look at what hole we start on because it's the shotgun because I do the same thing.
Yeah.
So we were going to start on 7 and I'm like, that stinks. I'm going to get 2 holes in. And then they moved us to 2.
Yeah.
So at least I got to play 6 or 7 holes, and then I did. I packed up and I left.
But I'm good going out because it's like all new, and I'm good coming back in because I know I'm back to the, I'm done. But like just sitting out in the ocean,
it was
getting seasick and like motion sick. I didn't
even get a bite for like the first 2.5 hours.
Oh. Caleb thought about swimming back to shore.
Did you really?
Like I was struggling, and then literally in a span of 30 minutes, 4 fish.
Wow.
It was just like that.
It certainly said, I wouldn't say 30 minutes. I honestly believe that it was in the span of about 2.5 minutes he caught 3 fish.
And then as soon as I started catching fish, we had to move to different locations. I think it was great. I didn't even get that for Randy. But, they didn't want me to be Randy.
But who made that decision? It wasn't me.
Yeah, somebody did.
You know, I got...
did Steve Lanay get sick on the boat? When I saw photographs.
Yeah.
Did somebody get seasick maybe or may not?
No.
No. Close, but no.
No. Oof.
No. See, that's I can't do
Kelly,
it.
Kelly, like, not like, Kelly. Look, Steve started a new habit, that's why he was leaning over.
When I signed with the Saints this offseason,
yeah,
I'm good for like the 2-minute drill. I mean, I can't do practice and like and meetings. Can we, and like actual play the whole game?
Can I be honest with you? Seriously,
halftime.
You wouldn't be able to get through the hazing's not the right word. The team bonding. The team bonding.
First of all, 2 minutes is one of the hardest parts of practice.
The 2-minute drill during a game, just for the game.
2-minute drill is ridiculous.
And I'm talking like during the Super Bowl, just like for the trophy.
I don't want practice. I don't want anything.
I'm like AI. Put me in, coach. I'll win the trophy for you. Yeah. I'll throw it from one boat to the other where you guys are fishing next time. And, you know, we'll reenact the Brady toss.
I'm with you on the ADD. You know that.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I don't watch movies, because I can't. Yeah. I can't sit there and watch a movie. I had so much fun yesterday. And the thing that surprised me the most, and the two of the three captains are sitting here, the thing that surprised me the most yesterday was not that I caught the most fish. That didn't surprise me. What surprised me was when I looked at my watch, well, the clock, because I don't wear a watch, and we'd been out for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
I thought we'd go out for like 2 hours. We're going to go out, you know.
That's why I don't golf.
We were out all day, yeah. And it didn't seem like it. No, and you know me.
It was a good time. It was a lot of fun.
I had such a good time, I didn't even eat on the boat. They brought food. They brought.
I'll
make up for it next time.
You look like a guy that would eat a couple sandwiches on the boat.
So we're going to start doing a lot with these guys. We're going to start promoting them. And when I say you need to call them and go out and do one of these fishing excursions, it was amazing.
So speaking of fishing, right? Who left the fishing pole here in the closet? That's your fishing pole?
So that's how people jump into our excursions. They bring their own pole.
I was cleaning. I was cleaning my back room last night, and I found a fishing pole. So I'm ready to go. I just got to do it from shore. I can't go in the boat because it just takes too long.
Okay, no problem. The next time we go out on the boat, we'll tell you where to meet us on shore.
Yeah, and pick me up.
And just wait for us.
And I'll bring beer and pizza. I'm a great boat guy. Look, every guy with a boat needs a pizza guy. Because I'm a great guest. And Perfect. Every pizza guy needs a boat guy because I don't have time to winterize it or fuel it or store it or clean it. You know? So, yeah, it's a great relationship.
No, for sure. We'll tell you where to meet us on land.
And then I'll bring a microphone. We'll do stand-up comedy all tour long.
I missed that one.
Well, what do you mean?
I missed that excursion.
But we're definitely going to go out and do a lot with them for sure.
Yeah, so that is Pocket Change. Fishing excursions, Bowfish St. Pete. Check them out on Instagram. Check their website out. Almost definitely a great time.
Who's Pocket Change? Your Pocket Change or ours?
Everybody who wants to go fishing.
Because is there a helicopter?
See, now, have you had enough of him yet? you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Is there a helipad?
Now you understand. No, there is no helipad.
Just saying.
No, but we'll tell you where to meet us on land when we go out on the next excursion. Huh. So you just stand there and wait for us. And when we don't show, just wait for us.
I'll be waiting a while.
And when we come back and you see all the fish we catch, and we're eating our fish tacos and our... Didn't somebody mention about a fish pizza?
Yeah, no, blackened grouper. Yeah. If you get blackened grouper, we'll blacken it and we'll put it on pizza. It'd be amazing.
But what if it's blackened snapper?
We'll do it with a black with a garlic and olive oil. It'd be amazing for sure.
Well, because the fish will make it amazing.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
But the pizza's amazing too.
I don't know.
What do you think about having all these young ladies here tonight?
I'm going to call the Bronx Wanderers and I'm going to explain to them what's going on.
Front row. We're going to a live concert.
How about this? So the Bronx Wanderers, and you need to next time go to Vegas, let me know. Okay. And I'll take you out to the Bronx Wanderers. So I'm having a problem with my phone. I called the phone company, which is awful. They sent me over to Apple. Apple lied to me. I almost got thrown out of Apple today in Tampa. But I'm talking to this lady, and she was telling me all the stuff she's going to do for me, right? So I'm being on my best behavior, and she says she's moving back to Vegas. I said, I got friends, the Bronx Wanderers. I'll hook you up. I swear to you, she says, my sister just went 2 weeks ago. And she said it's the best show she's ever been to.
It's amazing.
And
what is the Bronx Wanderers?
What?
What is the Bronx Wanderers?
See, that's what the Bronx Wanderers are complaining about. That exact thing. Like, there's a Motown. They're in, what's the name of the hotel? Westgate. They're in the Westgate. Okay. So, like, on the big marquee, it says Motown.
Yeah.
On the big marquee, it says, Barry Manilow.
Okay.
On the big marquee, it says Wayne Newton. And then on the big marquee, it says Bronc Wanderers. And that's what they're saying. They're like, you see Motown, you know what it is.
Yeah.
You know Barry. You don't know what the Bronc Wanderers are. So it's a long story, but it's a father, son, and the son's friends from high school. And they play 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s music. The funny thing is, so the lead singer, the son, you know, I mean, he's a good-looking 30-year-old rock and roller, right?
Yeah.
And he's singing, and in the front row are like 406-year-old women, like jamming up and down, and he's got to like sing to them like they're 28.
Yeah.
And it's got to be tough. It's got to be tough. But
he's a hell of an actor, though.
No, he is.
He sells it well. He's amazing.
Okay.
But they're spot on. They're
great.
Really good.
They play great music. They're incredibly talented on all the instruments.
Is it original music or is it more
cover? It's all covers. Now covered. They are going to come out with their own song, but it's all covers.
And the sax player is incredible. Yeah. He comes out and he just like, I mean,
you got to be pretty good to be in our marquee in Vegas, like. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Pretty cool. On the Westgate. So no, they are definitely good people, and they're better people than they are musicians, and they're A+. So real quick, I'll tell you the story, and then we'll hit this break. So the father, Vinny. Vinny used to work for one of the record labels. I don't remember which one. And, you know, he's working his way up. And they go, hey, kid, we got somebody auditioning. Come on in with us. So he goes in there. And this guy, you know, plays for him and says to Vinny, what'd you think? And Vinny goes, that guy was awesome. This guy's the best I've ever heard. And the executives are like, yeah, we're going to pass. We didn't think he was that good. Yeah. It was Billy Joel.
Ah. that backfired
pretty much. All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Fire it all.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Rick Nash from the Columbus Blue Jackets, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
On March 19th, at the Miami Airport Convention Center, the first ever Fight Night promoting America's freedom. Join founder Harrison Rogers and UFC champion Frank Mir for a unique and exciting event you don't want to miss. Two UFC champions will go head-to-head. Team Tito Ortiz faces off against Team Rampage Jackson. One of them will become the Freedom Champion because they're ready to fight, but they have one unified goal, to fight for America's freedom. So the question is, are you ready to fight? Visit FreedomFightNight.com to secure a sponsorship table, buy event tickets, or purchase the pay-per-view for just $12.95 on CloudHub. Don't miss your chance to fight for America's freedom.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Will Allen from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yeah. We're back. This is Knockout Radio.
So, you know, this last few minutes we had, there's a lot of movement for agency. Chandler Jones just released that he is headed to the Raiders.
Really?
Yeah, from the Cardinals, you know, a longtime Cardinal. To me, first of all, Hall of Famer, going to be an all-time great when it's all said and done. The AFC West is absolutely ridiculous now. And I can't wait to, you know, watch that. Khalil Mack, you know, he's in San Diego or L.A. Chargers, along with J.C. Jackson just got there. Joey Bosa's there. Patrick Mahomes, you know, like, it's a stacked conference, man. I can't I can't wait to see it. You know, any thoughts on that, Randy? Matt?
Yeah, I mean, either. Well, first of all, you don't want Matt's thoughts because I already know what Matt's going to say about Chandler Jones going to Las Vegas.
I don't know who that is.
That's John Jones's brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, superstar.
Yeah, a legit superstar.
Leads the league in sacks since he's been there. You know, he had 5 sacks.
Were they with the Ravens before?
No. That's his other brother.
Oh, okay.
Very talented family.
Very, very talented family.
Wow.
But I'm excited to watch that conference, man.
But none of them are quarterbacks, so my position's safe.
You know, what's crazy to me is how, even though football's out of season, football, I mean, maybe it's just in the U.S. again. You know, I know soccer and other sports elsewhere, but we dominate the the meat sports cycle.
Yeah.
Now it's football and UFC, really, because every dad turned the TV on. Like, they never used, before it was like maybe McGregor, you know, that would get talked about. Now everyone is. They're talking about having whole segments about UFC fights.
Right. Well, partly, you know, because the Four Letter Network, who are awful, by the way, you know, is now in bed with them.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, it's on the UFC. UFC is on ESPN Plus. You know, all that. So they're now, before they would not talk about it because ESPN was boxing.
Yeah.
So, you know, they didn't want to, you know, it wasn't even a conflict. They didn't want to give any credibility to MMA, you know, because once the credibility, kind of like when you encourage, you know, Matt that he's funny and then it just keeps going on and on and on.
Yeah.
So ESPN didn't want to give any of that legitimacy, you know, to MMA in the UFC.
And now it doesn't matter because you got viral videos that are doing it for you when Patty the Batty gets into a hotel confrontation yesterday.
Oh, what happened?
Did you see the video? He got in a fight. Yeah, like, I think he threw a plate at the dude's head, and so started a scrimmage, scruffage. What do they call this?
People should do their research more. Don't fight people, guys. People know too much these days. Stop fighting people in public.
The problem is, whether it's real or not, because Connor did it, because Connor got away with it, and Connor then became the biggest blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
And because he's Irish and he's trying to go the same way and. I can't stand it. I personally hate it. I liked the beginning.
That is British.
European. Okay.
Okay. All right. They're not the same.
Well, tell in English that they're Scottish.
You can't fake what Connor had. Like, you can't fake that persona, that personality. That's something that you have. Like, he was like that when he had no money.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you can't manufacture. And I feel like people can see through when it's like you're trying to start stuff up. Like, you know, Bisping or Chael and their personalities and Izzy and those guys. Like, you can't fake it on the mic. I don't think so.
Yeah, give me your thoughts on Patty, you know, signing the deal with your boys over at Barstool. And, you know, before he's even, you know, I mean, he's not a big name yet. He's not yet. He has a big deal with Barstool.
Because he bought a potential.
Well, yeah. Okay. So
I'd like the face. It's like, I got that.
Yeah, he did.
Just got in my head.
The light bulb went off.
For the first time in history, there's a college football holdout.
Oh, what?
You heard me right. A college football holdout.
Okay.
There's a freshman that signed with Florida State, and I read on the internet, and it's like an ongoing thing, he felt like he wasn't getting adequately compensated with his NIL deal. And so he didn't go to camp. He's not at workouts, and he's at home antagonizing the Florida State fans and, you know, the team, and basically saying, like, hey, if you guys are paying more money, I'm not coming. That, to me, is mind-blowing, but
I'm not mad at it.
Don't be shocked because I'm doing the same thing to the Saints this year. I'm not coming to camp. I'm not playing all the games. I'm not doing the warm-up. Just playing the last 2 minutes, and I'm going to win a championship.
Isn't that going to present a problem? You know, especially if he does get compensated somehow, then it's going to open it up.
Well, didn't Cam Newton get, wasn't he the first to do all that? I mean, Cam.
Well, I thought he was the first to throw laptops off the top of a building.
Yes, now he's the first to do that.
But he was frisbee. He's the first person to use a laptop as a frisbee.
But didn't he negotiate his own dad's like contract, get his own money? Like,
but,
you know,
but, like, it's just like crazy for me to think. Like, when I was in school, there were days where I was legitimately hungry. Like, legitimately, like, hey, like, I have no money to eat. We were out of swipes. You get 2 swipes a day. They can't give you bagels. I have to drink muscle. So there's days where I was legitimately hungry. And now high school kids are holding out because they're not getting enough money from NIL deals. It is a beautiful world we live in, guys.
It is crazy. You know, and I'm not hating on it. But,
yo, I love it. But, I love it. But, I love it. Get what you can get.
Maybe I'll go back to college. I got 4 years of eligibility left.
They, NCAA has treated college athletes like a business for decades.
Oh, yeah.
I have no problem with the kids saying, okay, cool, I'm going to treat it like a business, too. Compensate me. You want to win, compensate me. Alabama, like Nick Saban said when the whole stuff started going on, he was like, hey, guys, like, this isn't going to affect me. He goes, I know I'm saying we shouldn't give kids NIL deals. He goes, Alabama's going to be okay. There's no shortage of cash here or ability to get people to transfer.
Quarterback had $1 million deal before he threw a pass.
Exactly. And another thing that they were talking about before we have to go is the fact that now it's affecting high school recruiting because now coaches are going to the transfer portal. He's like, why would I give this kid I don't know an NIL deal that hasn't proven himself? I'll just go get a transfer from Wisconsin or from, you know, a guy who might have gone to Texas Tech and became a star. Now he wants to go to a bigger school. I'll go get him, give him the money. He's proven. I know what he's going to be like. So just the changes that are going on right now in college sports is it's ridiculous. College football special.
Give me a deal. I got 4 years left. I'll sell all four of my years.
On the air, I want to ask you, why did you throw me under the bus with your track guy?
What track guy?
Your track guy that was here before.
Cletus Clark?
Yeah.
You mean the gold medalist? The 100-meter high hurdleist?
I didn't even get to talk about Edwin Moses to him because he threw me under the bus.
Pan-American game.
Feel free to tell the story.
Well, so I've known Cletus for a while. His son and my daughters go to the same daycare. And so I've known Cletus for years. He's a friend and a supporter of my restaurants. And
well,
so
a friend is being the
when I introduced,
exaggerating.
So I knew Cletus was a gold medalist. I knew he won the 110 high hurdles in Cuba. I knew he was a champion.
Hold on, there was no Olympics in Cuba.
In the Pan American Games was in 1991. Yeah. And so I came and I said, Randy, this is Cletus Clark. He won the gold medal. He ran with Carl Lewis. And Randy, without missing a beat, goes, no, he didn't. And I said, no, I know Cletus. He's my friend. Like, it's actually true. It's all true, 100% true. And he goes, I don't know who this man is, but nobody ran with Carl Lewis. He might have ran behind Carl Lewis, but nobody ran with Carl Lewis at the University of Houston.
And then he told a story to me. I don't know if you heard it.
About the baton?
About the baton, and they were running a 4x100 or whatever, or 4x440 or whatever he was saying. And he was last with Carl, and he said that they were together. They were waiting for the baton at the same time. They literally got the baton at the same time. And when Cletus turned the run, Carl was like 200 yards down already.
He said he'd never seen anybody. He saw him shift gears and leave people like Bo Jackson did on that Monday night.
Yeah.
He saw it happen in meets, but he had never been a part of it on the track. And he said it was just unbelievable.
Another reason people should play sports is because it humbles you really quickly. Well, matter how good you are.
And what were you saying earlier?
That one guy, and it's just like, wow, that's not normal.
What's the guy? 360 pounds, runs a 4.8 40.
Yeah, kid from Georgia. He's what, 340, 348, 360. Big kid, ran a 4.8 40. Like, there's just, it's always levels. It's always getting better. It doesn't matter how good you think you are, how hard you work.
How do you stop that train when that thing is moving downhill?
Cut him. Short set him. I'm being honest.
Trip him.
Short set him. Double team him. Get hands on him. Yeah.
You just let it go so your bet stays good?
Yeah, I mean,
like, hey.
I mean, B-Day is not far off. B-Day is about 350. He runs a sub-5, so you see how much of a hard time guys have with him. So
before we end, and we started the show with, you know, a good friend of ours, Alex Kappa, signs a very nice deal with the Cincinnati Bengals. I want to ask you a question because people were doing this for fans that jumped on the Buccaneers because of Tom Brady, you know, bandwagon fans. So when I said, looks like I'm a Bengal fan, some people started to call me a bandwagon fan.
Yeah.
Not knowing me, first and foremost.
Yeah.
Second, I don't really care about the Cincinnati Bengals. I care about the player on the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yes.
Give me your thoughts on bandwagon fans, and does that bother you? To me, it's like the more the merrier.
Yeah. You know, to be honest, I feel like football is the last place where fans are purists. You know, soccer as well. You know, soccer, European soccer, world soccer, and then American football. Basketball, people gravitate because, again, football, they brand the shield, right? It's the shield that gets branded. So people fall in love with my city team, my home team, and I stick with that because players are going to come and go. Basketball, people love the players, and they kind of travel. So basketball is not as big of a deal.
Right.
But if I have a friend that's playing somewhere, and not a lot of people have the privilege to, you know where we
get to know, to sure.
Somebody that played me at, you know, plays professional sports. So if I have a friend that's playing, I'm going to support him. I'm going to go watch his games. Like, I watch all my friends' games. My Kenny Clark's playing, I'm watching. Gian Brown's playing, I'm watching. I used to watch Bucks games because my guys are playing.
But how do you feel when somebody, like, texts you a picture because he saw you on TV? Like, I do that to you all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm like,
I like those. I like that. Like, I have, like, you know, when I had my Monday night start, like, how many people get to say they start on Monday night football?
Sure.
So I have all those pictures from when they did the name thing. Like, I love that stuff. Like, for me, that's like memorabilia for me when I'm old and, you know, I'll show my kids and like, Dad, you didn't play football. And I'm like, what? Look, I promise you. There you go.
But pro tip, if you're going to buy a jersey.
Pro tip.
Pro tip from the Naked Pizza Man. If you're going to buy a jersey of your favorite player, make sure they have a common last name like Jones or James or something Johnson, because you'll get to wear it more seasons. Because free agency, they're gone here 1 year, gone next. Jones. I'll never have a Bednarik jersey probably.
But you can still wear it. But it doesn't matter. So if it's, you know, Goldstein, you know, you can still wear it just because he may or may not be on the Buccaneers.
Oh, no, because once they move on, they can't wear the old. Then everybody knows it's not current.
But you're a fan of the player. You're not a fan necessarily of the team.
It ends up at Goodwill, and it's like $1.99.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
All right. Well, we are almost out of time. Good job, guys. Any lasting final words?
I'm getting a Harris jersey.
There's plenty of them.
There's plenty.
Jersey Mike's.
I will get you the better one. I told my brother that you need to start going out and getting game-used Harris jerseys to put throughout the castle. Yeah. You know what he said? Oh, the jerseys are inexpensive. I can get those, and they're expensive. He loses the framing.
Yeah.
No matter what you pay for the jersey. Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Rita Rudner, who will be coming to town next week, along with David Feldman. Until next week, this is and has been Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stout Sun. See you guys next week.
I'm going fishing.
Not with us.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bert Sugar, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full contact, live armored jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.